Hi, I'm Michelle Michelle.
Hi, my name is Michelle Bolt. I'm a senior from the Choate Rosemary Hall Current Topics in Biology class, and I'm coming to you live from sunny Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Rather, I should be, but I just canceled my spring break trip to Brazil because of how strongly the country has been affected by the Zika virus. Instead of unwinding in Ipanema, I've decided to spend my break learning about Zika and making the public aware of its effects through scientific articles and podcasts. Most conversations about Zika and pregnancy have focused on Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, and Jamaica's decisions to advise women against getting pregnant until 2018 in order to avoid further transmission of the virus. But today, I've decided to focus on how Zika and microcephaly have affected the debate around abortion in a deeply religious part of the world. Zika is a virus transmitted by the bites of female Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus mosquitoes, the same types of mosquitoes that transmit chikungunya and dengue fever. While most adults who contract Zika experience flu-like symptoms that subside within a few days, scientists believe that pregnant women can transmit the virus to fetuses in the womb. Many scientists believe that Zika may cause microcephaly and may seriously delay fetuses' brain development. In Brazil, before October 2015, only 150 cases of microcephaly were reported each year. But between October 2015 and January 2016, around when Zika became more prevalent in Brazil, there were nearly 4,000 reports of babies being born with microcephaly. Because of the potential link between Zika, microcephaly, and other birth defects, many assert that pregnant women should be able to terminate a pregnancy if they believe that a child may be born with the condition. However, as a result of the heavy Roman Catholic influence in Latin America, most countries in the region have imposed stringent laws that severely restrict women's access to abortions, and three have made abortions illegal, regardless of the circumstance. The Catholic Church has taken strong anti-abortion and anti-contraceptive stances, thus leaving many pregnant women with Zika forced to choose between their religious beliefs and the welfare of their future child. The UN, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and the Pan American Health Organization have conducted surveys in Zika-affected countries to estimate how many of their citizens use modern forms of contraception, like condoms, IUDs, birth control, and sterilization, and also assess the severity of abortion laws in each country. As the study states, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and the Dominican Republic have completely banned abortions and also have three of the highest rates of citizens using modern contraceptives. Yet the contraceptive prevalence rate varies widely. In Haiti, it is merely 33.6%, and in Guyana, the rate is 43.5%. Nicaragua has the highest rate at 75.4%, and is closely followed by Brazil at 75.2%. Six out of the 18 countries included in this survey are classified as having highly restrictive abortion policies, meaning that abortions are only legal if the woman's life is at risk. Three countries only allow abortions if they are needed to save a woman's life, if rape or incest has occurred, or if the mother's mental or physical health is at risk. Four countries have legalized abortion if the mother doesn't have the economic means to raise a child, in addition to the aforementioned reasons, and two countries have deemed abortion legal if it occurs within a certain time frame. But as Mark Silver from NPR points out, women having access to abortion in countries affected by Zika might not be enough. The CDC has stated that 80% of people with Zika don't exhibit any of its symptoms, so many pregnant women aren't aware that they have Zika. Additionally, even in countries that have legalized abortion, many pregnant women aren't aware if their fetuses have microcephaly. The CDC has stated that it's possible for microcephaly to be detected as early as 18 to 20 weeks into a pregnancy using ultrasound, but microcephaly tends to be very difficult to diagnose at that stage. Pregnant women who are poor or live in rural areas may lack access to reproductive health care, contraception, and doctors with ultrasound. Furthermore, religious women are in a particular bind as the Catholic Church discourages them from using contraceptives and getting abortions, and several governments sentence women who obtain illegal abortions to several years in prison. According to New York Magazine, although the country has been severely affected by Zika, Catholic Church officials in Brazil have strongly discouraged women from using contraceptives and obtaining abortions. A member of the Brazilian National Council of Bishops stated, "Contraceptives are not a solution. There's not a single change in the church's position." Furthermore, Pope Francis recently referred to abortion as an absolute evil, but suggested that it may be permissible for people living in Zika-affected areas to use contraception. As a result of a lack of resources, a disproportionate likelihood of contracting Zika, and religious and federal constraints upon abortions, women in many of these countries are essentially being asked to abstain from having sex until Zika blows over. This expectation is utterly unrealistic and places the onus of preventing additional cases of microcephaly and developmental delays entirely upon women. And in Brazil, politicians aren't making the situation any easier. Brazilian politicians are proposing legislation that will make current laws regarding abortion more severe. If this measure is passed, women who abort fetuses with microcephaly will spend 4.5 years in prison. Currently, women in Brazil who receive illegal abortions may be sentenced to 1 to 3 years in prison. Time magazine states that in Brazil, around 850,000 women get illegal abortions every year. And in 2013, 200,000 women suffered severe complications from these botched abortions. Imagine how these numbers will surge in light of the recent Zika epidemic. Because of the stringent laws regarding abortions, more and more pregnant women will get these unsafe, illegal abortions because they fear that their children will be born with microcephaly. It's time for countries with active Zika transmission to support women's well-being by increasing access to contraceptives and legalizing abortion temporarily, because as it stands, these illegal abortions harm both the mother and the fetus. It's also time for the Catholic Church to prioritize women's health and to reevaluate its stance towards contraception and abortion. Ciao for now, Michelle.